I think the question becomes, how quick do you take things personally? I'm not saying that maybe what somebody said or did was okay. I'm sure it hurt, but how often are we looking at what was being said or done to mean something about us? Have you ever been deeply offended by something that maybe you realized later hit harder than it should have? And today we're specifically going to be talking about rejection in the form of handling offense. Now, there's more things to this. Offense can come in many different ways, but today we're just specifically talking about that root of rejection. Because most offense isn't about what was said. It was really about what was touched inside of you, like what you heard. And when rejection is the root, we want to think about healing, not hiding things, not pretending we're okay, but really healing, moving forward, choosing to be aware of it is the way that we move forward. Something you hear me often say with my one-on-one coaching clients is we have to pay attention to how we hear what somebody says, because what somebody has said to you may not be what they're really saying, but you interpret it a very specific way based on pain, past pain, rejection, hurt, and things like that. But before we really get into the topic of offense and rejection, I wanted to remind you that we're getting close to the end of July, and there's only a few weeks left for you to get my program, Untangle Your Thoughts, for 50% off. It's a self-paced program to overcome negative thought patterns and just learn emotional regulation. The great thing about this is that you get lifetime access. So as I'm updating lessons this summer, the next 2 months, you'll also get access to the previous lesson. So that's the great thing about joining in now, getting it 50% off. It's almost like you're getting two programs for one almost at an extremely discounted rate. But this is really about giving you tools to actually make the difference in your life. And my one-on-one coaching clients know this, and I love practicality. I love encouraging them and challenging them to take the steps. I don't want us to just talk about it or just learn about it, because sometimes we don't need more information. We are in an age where we have the internet and ChatGPT and everything at our fingertips. What we need is the application. So let's get to the root of your beliefs about yourself, others, and God, and know that this isn't about another spiritual band-aid fix, but really just believing for a breakthrough in revelation of how you are seeing yourself, God, and the things around you. So go to the show notes, click on the link, get 50% off now, again, through the end of July, because it will expire. And I just can't wait to do this journey with you. So head to the show notes, click the link. It will take you right to the 50% off code. You don't have to enter anything in. You'll be able to check out right from there. Okay, let's get to this topic of offense. This is how offense can kind of show up in our life. Most offense is not really about what someone else did, like I had shared. It's often about what their actions or their words had meant to you, or maybe triggered something inside of you. For example, maybe you had plans with a friend, they cancel, and you feel not important. You feel not good enough. You feel almost discarded. So again, something comes up with your friend that you had plans with, and they have to cancel, and you take that extremely personal, as if they don't want to be with you, they don't care about you, and you just feel discarded. Another way this can show up is someone forgets about your birthday. And if maybe their birthday is not important to them, but your birthday is important to you, you might feel like you just don't matter to them. Maybe another example is a family member makes a comment about something in particular, whether it's about your body, being single, how to raise your kids, and just your whole body tenses. And you might take it personal. You might think you're not doing a good job. You're not a good mom. You're not doing things right. You can never do things right. So as you can see, one action or word can trigger something inside of you than to feel rejected or to take the offense. And that's not just offense. Again, it's this feeling of rejection kind of coming to the surface. And we might not be feeling it consciously of like, this is rejection. It's showing up in other forms. And maybe you just have been this person that is walking around feeling like people are always disappointing you, always attacking you, or always excluding you. And I'm using always because if you feel like 80% of the time people are just disappointing you or attacking you or excluding you, this is where we have to start taking an inventory of ourselves. How am I viewing the things that are happening? Why am I taking this so personal? And we might just need to get to the root of that and not just manage this reaction or to continue the cycle of proving the beliefs to be true about yourself. I can remember where I really had wanted to work on this, just not taking things personally. And for me, it's the same things. Like if somebody has to cancel on me and, or if somebody forgot something that was important to me, I just take it personal and, you know, maybe not getting certain text messages or whatever it was, I would take it personal. And I just remember praying and asking the Lord, like, I want to overcome being offended or looking at what they do to mean something negative about me. And I remember that maybe it was like a year ago or so, I had a good friend and they were texting me about something. And I actually can't even remember what it was about. I just remember feeling upset and wanting to take it extremely personal. And I really do remember just, I knew it was the Lord bringing to my mind, hey, like you've been praying about not being offended. How about we practice here? And it gave me this opportunity to look at it from a more logical and different perspective than making it mean something about me, their character, what they think of me. So we're just going to unpack that a little bit today because I wanted to feel rejection. I wanted to feel hurt. I wanted to feel kind of like this victim, and it was trying to prove all these other lies that I was having. But when you have experienced rejection and maybe through abandonment, betrayal, feeling not seen, maybe feeling like you were criticized, you're kind of scanning for a threat at that point. It's almost like you're anticipating it and you live with this internal radar that if you don't show up, where they leave you, did they mean that as a criticism? Are you being excluded? It's like you're always trying to process, is this danger? So when someone does something that is relatively small in hindsight, maybe not in the moment, but that's neutral or even maybe mildly hurtful, it's easy for your brain to go, this is familiar. This feels like a threat. So it can just be something that triggers us. It's a reaction. It's not necessarily a weakness. But offense can lead to bitterness. And we see this in Hebrews 12, 15, where it says, see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. So the answer isn't that we need to pretend we're not hurt. It's just getting honest. I'm sure you've heard me say this so many times, but there's other things going on underneath. So how do we know if we have this root of offense? So just three signs. Just to check in with yourself as you're listening, you can say yes, no, but just know where you're at a little bit. Here are three signs that maybe rejection is the root of your offense. So the first one is you personalize almost everything. Again, if they don't text you back right away, if you feel like they're not interested in what you're saying or doing, just anything about a statement about who you are or what's going on, you just take everything personal, what they do or don't do. Just everything is personal. And number two, you replay conversations often, maybe in anger or you're feeling shame about them. So you might rehearse like how they made you feel or what you should have said versus what maybe you did say. And number three, you struggle to set boundaries mainly because you don't want to be rejected again. And when people cross your boundaries, you feel offended. You might feel helpless. And again, this isn't just personality. It's just kind of this protective wiring from rejection that's happened to you. So here's just kind of how you can move through this today. Just do a scan over yourself. When you feel offended, when you feel that upset, ask yourself, what did this moment mean about me? Like, what am I making this moment right now mean about me? And this is something that I talk about with my one-on-one coaching clients, and they're probably shaking their head because when they're telling me a story, I'm like, what did you make that mean about you? Because we're internalizing things as it's happening. Another thing that we can ask is, what old message or wound is being triggered? This is why inside of my Untangle Your Thoughts program is important, because we will be talking about emotions, but we also have to start with identity, what we believe, what is going on inside of us. So again, that's 50% off this month, and I would highly recommend getting it while it's on sale as I also start to add new lessons. And then the third thing, is this offense about them or about a part of me that still needs healing? So again, what did I make this moment mean about me, or what is it showing me about me? What maybe old belief or hurt is being triggered here? Is this offense, like, is this about them? Is this something going on in their heart, or is this about a piece of me that really does healing? Because sometimes when people say something, it really is, it could be about us, meaning we really might need to work on the way we talk to that person or the way we handle things. Like, not everything is, we don't want to dismiss everything that somebody says to us. Okay. That's not the goal here. That's not the point. We do need wisdom and we do need discernment. Isaiah 53:3, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering, familiar with pain. So Jesus doesn't just understand your pain. That means he carried it. And you can really let him walk with you in that rejection and rewrite what it means. Okay, so let's kind of recap for today. Offense is often a reaction to some unhealed rejection that we might need to address. And your brain and your body may still be responding to old beliefs, old thought patterns, as if they're happening now. And the third thing is, you don't have to ignore this offense. We just need to get curious. We don't want to judge it, but we do need to trace it to the root and really let God speak to that identity. Because once you start to recognize and heal rejection, offense really loses its grip. When you can start bringing your logical brain in, the prefrontal cortex, and really shut down that amygdala, which is that, like, the danger, the fight or flight, you bring in that prefrontal cortex to ask yourself those logical questions of, what is this person shown to me about their character over time? Like, I know this person loves me because that's what they've proved to me. But in this moment, I didn't feel love because it hit something. And that's how we can start to heal what we're hearing. So it's not that you're too sensitive. It's not that you're overreacting. I mean, can we do this? Can we be sensitive? Can we be overreacting? Yes, of course. But sometimes something just happens inside of us, and the more we're aware, the more that we can just move through it. So you're healing from rejection, and that's really just holy ground. Sometimes it's hurtful, doesn't feel good, but it can be holy and sanctifying at the same time. If you are somebody that's been holding on to offense, I highly recommend booking a one-on-one consult with me or getting my program so that you can go at your own pace and work through the relationship with God, relationship with yourself, relationship with others, and really that process of renewing your mind to really experience healing and the freedom that Christ has to offer us. Until next time, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.